AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. American Pharoah has won horse racing's Triple Crown. Track announcer Larry Colmus called the finish for the Belmont Stakes.
Here it is. The 37-year wait is over. American Pharoah is finally the one. American Pharoah has won the Triple Crown.
That tape courtesy NBC Sports. He was the 13th horse to try to win the prize since affirmed in 1978. The Kentucky Derby and Preakness winner took on seven rivals in the 147th running of the Belmont Stakes in New York. Federal officials are trying to figure out how serious the hacker attack of millions of government personnel files actually is. Here's the AP's Ed Donahue.
A spokesman at the Office of Personnel Management says there was no evidence suggesting security clearance information collected by OPM was compromised. It's stored separately from routine personnel files. Federal employees were told in a video to change passwords, put fraud alerts on their credit reports, and watch for attempts by foreign intelligence services to exploit them. Security experts say hackers may have gone after the personnel agency because it's an easier target than the Pentagon or National Security Agency. Ed Donahue, Washington.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says two convicted murderers used power tools to cut through steel walls and escape from a maximum security prison near the Canadian border.
This is a first time in this institution's history that anyone has escaped from the maximum security portion of this facility.
He describes the escapees as dangerous individuals. Guam is the first U.S. territory with gay marriage. Same-sex couples there can start applying for marriage licenses this week. The ban against it as unconstitutional was struck down yesterday. This is AP Radio News. Hundreds of acting hopefuls showed up for an open casting call for NBC's The Wiz Live.
Come on, he's on down the road.
Randy Bonner used GoFundMe to raise the money to travel from Michigan to audition for The Wiz Live.
I love to sing and dance, and so when I saw the movie, I just fell in love and gravitated towards it.
Melanie Jean-Baptiste came in from Barbados for her chance to play Dorothy.
Living here in this brand new world.
This musical and her journey, I grew up with this. Like, it was the first vinyl I ever owned.
The Wiz Live will air on NBC in December and then move to Broadway. Julie Walker, New York.
But it's taught me to love.
Brittany Griner has filed for an annulment from Glory Johnson Griner. Yesterday's filing was one day after Johnson Griner announced that she's pregnant. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.